Hello, Mercedes, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Externis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hello, Irene. Thanks a lot for you and for this initiative. I think it's a quite good project to do, so congratulations, and thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. So let's start with a deep, deep question, which is, Mercedes, who are you?
Okay, so I'm a 27 years old girl. I come from a region in Spain that is called Extremadura. It's in the south, just next to Portugal. I come from a very little village called Fregenal, but my family comes from the north. I've been living there for all my life, but moved to Sevilla 8 years ago to do my studies, and then I came to Shan 3 years ago as well. So nowadays I'm studying a master's. It's a master's in efficiency and auditory in industry and building certification. Also not so far from Christmas. Together with three other friends, we started a project. It's an entrepreneurship adventure, actually, here in Switzerland and in France. And basically I've been occupied lately with these things.
Okay, so let's do a trip to the past, to that CERN experience. Could you tell me what do you miss the most from CERN?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is people, clearly, because I think it's the thing that you get more attached to, actually. I had the chance to be with a very, very nice team. My section was amazing. We were a team that I think we had a very good time together. And and apart from the team, in the professional environment, you know, all the people you meet outside CERN. So yeah, basically it's the thing that I miss the most.
And while you were working at CERN, were you in contact with any humanity disciplines?
The answer is yes, but to the arts and books and painting and writing, you don't invest the time that the arts deserve usually. So yeah, I did some, but at the same time I was finishing my master's in industrial engineering. So for 2 years, it's true that I didn't have a lot of free time, but I did some reading, for example. I really like Carlos Ruiz Zafón, that probably some people that are listening to us right now, they know who is he. So, I've been reading this author these 2 years a lot. And then I've been reading some other things out of a fantastic novel. I've been playing the keyboard, the piano as well, but just a little bit, because when I came to CERN, I decided to buy myself a keyboard to keep practicing, because I never had a super good keyboard. So I decided, now that I'm going to be more free after work, I'm going to try to catch up a bit. And yeah, I've been painting some time, but not much. And I think I never lost, my connection with music, painting, and reading. But it's true that I never invested the time that I wanted in all those things.
And because I know you a bit, besides playing the keyboard, you also play football, right?
So this thing starting back in, I think, September 2017 or October, because when we came here, some friends and me at CERN, we found that apart from the female rugby team, there was not any other female team. So there were some girls that decided to set up this football team that has been, a very nice thing to do, actually. We had a lot of fun. And I hope that we can continue playing in the future when the situation gets back a little bit to normal.
Yes, I hope so too.
Yeah.
So coming back to humanities and art, I would like to ask you, where did you find beauty at CERN?
I think I found it in summer. and in during the spring time as well. I think the best thing option is, well, talking about, you know, beauty and nature, is the location of Sion, that it's, you know, in the middle of the Alps. It's very nice, the colors, the feelings, the temperature, all the things that start taking place during this time of the year. And yeah, I think it's in these times of the year when I found more beauty. I used to live in Ferney, so to come to Sion every day, I had to take the bike. And actually, on my way there, I had to cross a field grass that was completely green, and the most of the time was full of cows, you know, the typical chocolate milk cow. And I think this is one of the things also that I miss the most. It was a privileged way to come to work, actually. And yeah, I feel very blessed for having, you know, this trip to work every day.
Let's talk a bit life after CERN. Mm-hmm. What does the CERN experience mean for you now, professionally, but also personally?
I think that everyone that has been at CERN, we have all experimented like very big changes inside of us that you realize once you leave CERN. So once you come back to your parents, once you come back to your friends, at your place, like. So I would say that at a personal level, I think that CERN made me think that I'm able to do more things that I thought before. You know, you get more ambitious in the good sense,
mm-hmm.
and you feel like you are able to do many other things that in the past you wouldn't. CERN has given me obviously the opportunity to learn from many people, and this has been a gift to me. I've met many interesting people, women leaders. I don't know. I have bosses and responsible that they have been like not friends, but you know, they have been like a very good point in the team, and that definitely I have been learning a lot of from them. And then I would say that in a professional level, I wouldn't say that I've been learning for a single thing. Like I think I've been learning about projects. Methods, process, quality engineering, I don't know, many things. And I think one of the discoveries at a personal level that has been more important to me is being that I love languages. My work at CERN had been the first like abroad experience that I had. So, you know, it was my first time getting in touch with English, French, Italian. So I think this made me realize that I really like them. So yeah, I've been studying French from the very beginning, just not because I like it, but because also I needed to work to better communicate with friends and colleagues. And then last year I started also with Italian. I joined a course in the University of Geneva. And yeah, I think, I don't know, it's been a bunch of discoveries at many levels that CERN gave me during my time there. And I feel very, very blessed because of this.
What advice could you give to someone like me who has just started working at CERN?
So I would tell you that you are about to start a very nice experience that I think it will mean a change for you at many levels, as I told you before. I think it's a very nice time to leave behind, you know, shyness, prejudices. And I don't know, I would say to you that try to take the most of the time of this experience to try to learn, to speak, to meet people. It's a very nice opportunity that we are actually obliged to enjoy.
And last but not least, yeah. I would like to know, what would you like to be when you grow up, Mercedes?
I think this question, I don't know, it's going to exist during all your life, actually. I mean, the answer is, I don't know, but because I think this is something that you discover with time. But now, back in March this year, I've started, as I told you before, a master's in auditory, in industry and buildings. And I think in a short-term future, I would love to work in something related to energy efficiency and be able to, I mean, what it's in my hand to be able to protect the environment working in the world of process engineering. Yeah, this master's is very linked to the sustainable building, to the, you know, to the protection of the environment, and with the performance of industries in an energetic level. So yeah, this is my goal now. I think I would be very happy if I'm able to work and to collaborate somehow in this project. So yeah, I mean, talking about a professional level, I would say that this is gonna be my goal in the short term future.
So thank you very much, Mercedes. This was the interview. I hope you had a great time.
Okay, Irene, thank you so much to you.